Gary, a little bit of a break, and when you've got so many new players and in the squad, is it a good thing sometimes?
Yeah, I think it is, because I think you always look at, you know, it's quite nice in a championship, I think, because you can kind of target your training and your the way you work around the international break, so you can work really, really hard for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and you know you've got a break where you can give the players a little bit of recovery time. We've done a little bit of both this time, and of course, like you say, going into the international break in good form, I'd rather go into it in good form and have a break than go into it in poor form and have a break, of course. I mean, that's the important bit. I know one or two of the players have mentioned about momentum. So, you know, I think it's important that we won against MK Dons. But I think the next phase for us then is to work the players, you know, and we've done that. We've had a very, very tough week. They did get time off, but I think there's always that balance. And one of the challenges we've had with this international break, of course, I think is down to a little bit of our so-called success. We've probably had more players away than we have done before. You know, we've had about five players away, which has made training challenging. But again, you roll with that.
Does it make it difficult, those players, presumably back now, but does it make it difficult for the Bristol game?
I think it brings up a number of challenges. You know, you can look at the moment and say we're in a good vein of form. So if you were to pick a similar team, then it's going to be down to how the likes of Damari comes in today, because it'll be the first time he's been in. Jonathan Spector, you know, Jacques Magoma flew back from Africa about 3 days ago. But again, you know, it's not an easy route back in some ways. So I think until you've watched them train for a day or two, then it's probably easier to answer that question after this morning's session. But, you know, again, listen, that's part of it. That's part of managing in the championship, and that's part of having a team that, you know, are relatively successful with the performances of the individuals. So, you know, we'll manage that, of course.
Would it be easier as a manager when they go away, if they play on the Wednesday and the Saturday, giving them a week to come back ready for their club, rather than the Saturday and the Wednesday, if you know what I mean?
I think it'd be much easier. And I think the issue we've had this time round is someone like Jonathan Spector was playing on the Tuesday against Brazil in Boston. Fortunately for us, in a way, probably not fortunately for him, he only played for about 15 minutes, come on sub for 15 minutes, so that was a bonus for us. But had he have played 90-odd minutes and then facing a sort of 7-hour flight back, then you've got a jet lag on top of that, you know, so you don't know how they're going to turn up, you know, you don't know how they're going to fight, if they've got a little niggle, is that made worse by flying? So again, all those things are monitored, all of those things are, Damari obviously and Cots and Brownie were quite easy because they were British based, so it wasn't as much of a challenge, but again, those are the things that, like you say, add to that team selection and that difficulty of team selection. But you know, I certainly think we've got enough players that are desperate to get in the team, so I don't think whichever team I pick at the moment, I think they'll be highly motivated.
You must be really pleased with the way it's gone. I mean, it's been a pretty much a phenomenal season so far.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm always an optimist, you know, so I always look at, you know, I felt as this is something we can do, and I feel this is something we can continue. But there's always that little bit in the back of your mind as a football manager, of course, that, oh, you know, should we lose the next game, or you're only a couple of games away from then being in a bad run. So I think that motivates you to keep working, and that motivates you to keep trying to do the right things and maybe preempting problems around the corner. And I think that's part of my job, is to plan ahead of what might happen, so that therefore you can try and stop those things happening before you come to it. So, but we are pleased at the moment. I think we're a really humble group, and we're a really level-headed group. I don't think anyone will get carried away, of course. But it's nice to get some points on the board so early.
When you're winning, I think, with all due respect, it makes your job a little bit easier because they're buzzing and everybody's flying and full of confidence. Is your biggest test when they do have a defeat and how they bounce back?
I think every player's test and every manager's test is when you have a defeat. But I think the great thing for me is that, and the nice thing for the players is that they know that we won't be any different. And I think that's it. You know, I've got complete belief in the players. We've got confidence in the players. Even when we've been winning some of these games, we'll get them in the next day and we'll do the right recovery. We'll show them the clips that we think they can do better. We'll work on it in the week. So training's not geared around, you know, we've won, let's have a jolly up all week and just, you know, bathe in the fact that we're a good team. You know, we'll work the same way. So I think if you lose, then it's got to be a show of character, isn't it? And the one thing we've got in this team is we've got plenty of character. But, you know, one thing you won't say, you will never see us coming off after a game and say we haven't worked hard. And if we work hard, Tom, like we've always said between ourselves, that, you know, if they win, lose or draw, you can accept it as a manager because it's an honest performance.
What do you expect from Bristol City?
I think they'll be tough. I think that, you know, they've just signed Nathan Baker and Liam Moore, two players that we would be quite interested in. But I think that, you know, they've blown a few teams out of the water with what they can pay at the moment, which is something that maybe teams wouldn't see with Bristol. But, you know, they play a distinctive style. Again, I'm not necessarily saying that they can't change that, but they play three at the back, very attacking football, try to get lots of bodies forward. And they've been good in the game so far. Now, they probably haven't picked up the points that they maybe would like to have done, but I think their performances have been good. So we're going to have to be at our best again. But I think the great thing for us at the moment is whether we're playing Bristol, whether we're playing Derby, whether we're playing Burnley, you know, we turn up and it's about our performance, it's about what we do. We're very respectful of opposition's strengths and weaknesses, but it's always about what we do, and we're at home and we've got a good home form.
Shane Lowry, what will he bring?
Yeah, Shane, again, is one of those players that I think he's been at a level he shouldn't have been at. I think he's better than that. I think we've given him an opportunity on a permanent basis, so he's our player. So he'll have a real hunger to try and... Firstly, he's got to get himself really up to speed with the rest of the players. Then his challenge is going to be to get in the squad. Then his challenge is going to be to get in the team. And I think with lots of signings, you're always looking for little bits you think maybe the squad's missing. Sometimes that can be someone to go straight in the team. Sometimes that can be someone that, if you were to get an injury, could come into the team. Sometimes you look at certain games for someone to come into the team. So I think it's interesting because, you know, as a manager, as I said, you're always trying to fill little gaps so that when it becomes a problem, you've already sorted it. And I think Shane is one of those that... He'll come in, he's a good character, he'll work very, very hard, and he'll fight to push one or two for the place.
Any injury story about, or people back?
No, I don't think so. No, I think everyone will train this morning. Again, it'll be a case of me monitoring who I think is ready physically 100% for tomorrow. Hopefully everyone will be, and then I'll be able to choose whichever team I think is appropriate for the game. But we certainly haven't got any niggles. Stephen trained on Wednesday, come through it fine, so all good.